Welcome to the Soul Doctor Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Yano Kelly, always providing you with spiritual food to feed your soul. Happy spring solstice, you guys. Happy New Year's. Yes, this is officially, okay? Before they started making all these changes, today is the new year. So happy new year. Welcome to 2023. Welcome to a year that will change and shift your whole reality. Okay, so now let's talk about it. Let's get into it. All right, first of all, you guys, for the most part, these last few days, if you've been paying attention, have probably been up and down for you guys. And that's because when we talk about spring solstice and we talk about a new year, which makes sense, you guys, if you think about it and you start thinking about it, literally winter is a death of things. And spring doesn't start until today, which means a rebirth. So when you're springing, you think about springing forward. So the spring solstice is all about a death and a rebirth. So many of you are probably going through a death and a rebirth at the same time. The death and a rebirth of yourself, dying to your old ways, your old habits, your old patterns, your old behavior. And then what's taking place is now you're made aware of what has not been working for you or what is no longer working for you. So now you're going through the changes in this rebirth of stepping into new habits, new patterns, and new behaviors that's going to take you to the next level. Because you have to remember, you guys, this life is all about growth. It's about expansion and it's about elevating. And so all these experiences and opportunities that you find yourself in, and remember, you guys, y'all know I like to use situations and circumstances. These are opportunities for your growth. And if you think about it, you can't keep making the same decisions and expecting a different result. And so you start going through situations where now you have to be a different version of yourself. And these decisions, these changes that you're making that's what allows you to create and shift into a new reality. And I get the question all the time, how do you shift? You shift through a change behavior. You shift through changing the pattern. You shift through changing some of these decisions that you've been making. And for the most part, y'all, we start off being a lower version of ourselves, okay? We start off being a lower version of ourselves, and then we go through life experiences. And then we awaken. And our awakening causes us to elevate and to expand. And so while most people, when you first, you know, get into this spiritual awakening, it doesn't feel too good because most of the time we don't know what's happening. But we also know that we have to start standing up. We have to start stepping up. And this is the process to becoming your authentic self, where you're being vocal about certain things in your life, like how things are going, how you're allowing people to treat you, the places that you're going to that just don't feel comfortable to you anymore, being on a job that you hate, you don't like. And instead of just sitting there, going to that same job every day, you start clearing, going within yourself and asking yourself, what is it that I really want to do? And that's when you start making choices and you don't feel bound to people, places, and things. And so we are in a continuous cycle where we have to make changes that will bring us to the life of our dreams. The biggest issue with living out your dreams is making the decisions. It's making the wise decisions that need to be made that will shift you into the reality or the timeline that's most suited to what it is that you are wanting. Which is why you guys always hear all the time, you hear so many people say, hey, get clear on what you want. And sometimes though, that clarity can take months. It can take different circumstances, you going through different things and understanding what is it that I really want. What do I really want? And then sometimes you got to go through material things, physical things, in order to understand that what it is that your soul really needs is that peace. It's that love. It's that joy. It's being able to relax, allow, and just be. And not, because you're coming out of a reality where you're constantly working and you're never really obtaining anything. No happiness, no love, no peace, no joy. Your finances is still not right. And yet you're doing all these things and it seems like you're just going in a circle. And so every year, every single year, we go through what is known as the spring solstice, a death and a rebirth. So in the winter, if you notice, in the winter, everything is closing out in the winter. But, you know, with the manipulation and the deception that has gone on in the old reality, because many of us are not there anymore, we've shifted out of that. But if you notice, they shifted the new year to throw us off, meaning we're constantly out of the loop. But now that we've awakened and we're realizing it, and for those of you, you have a choice. You no longer have to celebrate January 1st as a new year. But if you want to participate, there's nothing wrong with it. Because remember, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So I celebrate both. I celebrate January 1st because that's when the humans do it. And then I celebrate March 21st, 22nd. It just depends upon the time that it falls, or the day that it falls on, because sometimes it's the 20th, the 21st. I think last year was the 21st, but this year is the 20th. So whatever day it falls on, I celebrate that day as well, because I remember as a spiritual being, you know, when we talk about alignment, March 21st is more of an alignment of when the new year is according to the astrology. And that's how most of the things are working. But you get a better understanding, you guys, as you open up and you allow yourself to be, okay? And then there's a knowing inside of you. Like, everything up that's led up to this point, I could feel a new beginning. And it made sense. Where when January 1st comes around, it doesn't even feel really like a new beginning anymore. And often when I thought about it, you guys, I want to dive into this because something came to me. And I was like, it's interesting how we all used to set New Year's resolution. And then 90 days in, it was like whatever you set the resolution for, you would never obtain it. But that's because that was never the new year. And I often used to wonder, how is it that we're all setting these New Year's resolution? And by February, it's out the door. March is out the door. And that's because the body, the spiritual aspect of ourselves already knew that wasn't the new year. And when I started thinking back over my life, when things started happening around April and May, and it is like a reset that was taking place. So this is all makes sense to me. Once you awaken, you start looking back at things, you start realizing like, wow, that made sense. Like now I can see things for what it really is. So now that we got over that, let's talk about what this new year is going to bring for many of you guys. For many of you all, you know, this is a year of abundance. Okay. Now, depending upon where you are on your journey, but I also want to break down what abundance is, because I think we think it's like an over excess. Abundance, true abundance, is just having everything that you need and want. Yes. And I said, and want everything that you need and want, because now you're stepping into your higher self. So you have to expect and know that your higher self is going to give you not only the things that you need, but the things that you want as well. This is why you're creating. This is why you're known as a creator, to create the things that you want. And this year, the energy is showing me a highlighted of balance. Many of us will be stepping into a more balanced life. So I know for the most part, you know, so many people have been talking about this 5D. And now, you guys, it's just so interesting because my higher self is showing me other higher dimensions. And when the other higher dimensions are lit, it's literally, and I'm experiencing the 7D right now. And the 7D for me is all about balance. And this is what I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing this balance of the yin and the yang, of being both the light and the dark. So it's not, now I'm no longer just walking in the light, but I'm gray. Like my everything about me is just gray. And what is that gray area? The gray area is where when I need to be light, I can be light. If I need to step into my shadow, I can step into my shadow and do what I need to do. And guess what? Both of them carry the frequency and the energy of love. Yes, I'm going to say that again. Both the yin and the yang, the light and the dark, both carry love. For some of you, that may be a little hard for your mind to process. But as you elevate and you open up, especially for those of you that are diving into the shadow work, all that information is in the shadow work. Many of you are asking, what is the shadow work? The shadow work is where you approach fear, worry, doubt, all these, and get a better understanding of what we knew as the devil, as demons, what the shadow is. It's really, honestly, you guys, it's nothing to fear, okay? But I don't want to dive into that because we are talking about this new year. And this new year is going to require you to be more accountable and responsible for creating that new life that you want. And in order to step into this new life, you're going to have to open up yourself to opportunities, which is the situations and the circumstances that will allow you to make more decisions that's connected to your heart, not your mind. Decisions that's connected to your soul, not your mind. Because yet again, with the mind is always wondering and questioning until you can get it under control. And guess what? That's another responsibility of yours. Taking account responsibility for your thoughts and not just allowing yourself to believe every thought that flows through your mind, especially for those of you that's shifting into the 5D, because 5D is more about positivity, you being positive and understanding that everything is going to work itself out and seeing everything. You know, that 5D level and what everybody's talking about, it's more about seeing everything from a positive perspective. Okay. Now you can still see the negative energy. You can still see what we know as negativity, but what's happening is you're transmuting it or you're more in observation, especially when it's not directly connected to you, if that makes sense. So what you're going to be doing when you talk about stepping into 5D, it's more about you being positive, you seeing things from a positive perspective, and you understanding or understanding that everything is a lesson. And in that space, there is no worry, there is no fear, there is no doubt. So you can observe the lower frequencies, but the lower frequencies are not affecting you. That's all 5D is. And in there, you're still creating, you know, you're not pulled down per se. Like you're more able to, and when you get to the 5D, you're more able to hold yourself. You're more accountable. You're more responsible. You start slowing down. You be slow to speak. You know, you slow down. You're slow to allow yourself to process. 5D is also a space where you're processing everything. So I'm learning, you guys, as I step through these dimensions, you know, I'm hearing a lot of people teach certain things. And this is why it's like, unless my higher self tells me or shows me, I'm literally not repeating it, because I find that a lot of people are just repeating what they're hearing somebody else and then they're adding on to that. But here I am just allowing myself to flow through it, literally, like I flew through or I glided through 5D. And I knew that experience was all about seeing things from a positive perspective, feeling positive. Like I don't have to force it. Nothing was forced. It's more of a flow. It's more of a flow, but you're still in 5D. You're still managing. You know, this is where in 5D you step up and you're now the manager. You're the creator, but you're also managing too. You're managing your creation. You're managing yourself first. Because it's kind of challenging to think that you can manage, you can manage a creation, but you're not managing yourself. So this is why I tell you guys, I know many of us try to rush to step into a higher timeline, but that's because many of us are trying to escape. And I've told you guys over and over again, you cannot escape the matrix. You can shift out of it, but you can't escape it. And the reason why you can't escape it is because you signed up for the experience. And this is another thing, another misconception that I kind of wanted to share with you guys about when you're getting into 5D. There's still some things you're going to experience, like you're going to experience for your growth. Everything is about growth. Okay, so there are certain things that don't just go away. Now, will it go away? Because we're hearing about how the planet is going to split. I've heard about this, but it hasn't been shown to me. The split, whatever the split is. For those of you that's heard about it, because I'm hearing somebody ask that question about what about the split. And I'm not sure. I've heard like it's going to be a flash, but that hasn't been shown to me. I've heard about it, but I have no opinion about it, and I really can't speak on it. My understanding is we came here as spiritual beings to have a human experience, okay? And I understand the duality. And will that duality go away? I'm unsure because we're like, what is the future? I can't answer that because even just thinking about it, it can go any kind of way. Like things are always and constantly changing. So today you may get info about something and then tomorrow that could change, especially when we know that they're constantly messing with the energies. So things have changed. Just like we thought one thing was going to happen, something else winds up happening, you know, to keep us, to make sure that we're staying in alignment. So I try not to, one of the key things with myself that I do with myself is not to go into the future. And a lot of times you guys ask me questions about futuristic things and my higher self hasn't shown me any of that. But I realized that the most important moment, because the future, when you do get to the future will be a now moment. So for those of you that's concerned about the future, because I'm asking myself, why am I talking about the future? And I'm hearing my higher self say it because so many leave the now because they're moving into the future. They're worried about the future. Or there are those of you that lives in the past. And well, the energies now are going to start pushing you to live in the now, because it's in the now moment that you are creating your future. And so if you're not aware, or you can't hear or see or feel what it is that you need to be doing now, when the future get here, because you haven't taken all the steps that you need to take, your future is always going to be in the future. You're going to get to the future and still be doing nothing in the future because you're not doing anything in the now. And I'm going to repeat that because Spirit just spoke that through me. Focus on the now. That creates the future. And even when you get to the future, it's going to be the now. But if you're not making any steps now, there is no future for you to look to. Then you're still going to be looking to the future. So it's like an ongoing process. But if you could pull back now and start taking control, this is now for many of you, this new year is about you managing your thoughts, you managing your emotions, you putting in the work to getting clear about what it is that you want. And some of you have already passed through the physical things and you're realizing that money, houses, and cars, that's not it. Working these dead-end jobs, that's not it. That's not it for you. So then what is? Well, that's a question you have to ask your soul, your higher self, because that's how you live out. You guys, in order like enjoying this life, those that you see, they're just joyous and their energy is like so on point. Those are people that have really cleared out their soul. And how do you clear out your soul? Through healing, through letting go, letting shit from the past go, letting it all go, because there's no need for you to hold on to it. And for some of you, this new year is about you letting go, completely letting go, like completely just letting it go, because it's doing you no good. And some of you have to get to that point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And it's okay. Like it's okay to get to that point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Sometimes that's the only place that you can really make the final decision, because once your mind is made up, some of you guys think about this. When your mind is made up, you can do everything that you want to do because your mind is made up and you don't give a damn what anybody has to say. You don't even, like some part of your mind shifts into, at this point, I really don't care. I just know what I need to do. And guess what? It's going to work itself out. Somehow you get, but that's that willpower. So it's you stepping into that willpower that's actually causing things to move in the way that it's supposed to move. But because it's like you pushed into that, and most of us not understanding that, you don't even have to get to that point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. You just have to understand that you have a willpower within you, a will that's inside of you that you can just step into and will yourself into a new experience. And willing yourself into a new experience is all about making different decisions. And y'all know me. Y'all know I'm all about simplifying shit, okay? I ain't trying to use all these big words. I'm trying to keep it simple so you guys can understand. At the end of the day, all of this that's going on in your life, when we talk about shifting realities, timelines, it's all about experience. But when you understand what is an experience, depending upon what type of experience, for many of you, you want this high quality experience. Well, that's on a higher timeline, which requires you to be a bigger person, a higher person, to be in your higher self that will lead you to this higher timeline. For some of you, and many of you may not be aware, but there are so many people that they don't care about being on the highest timeline. They just want to be comfortable. And that's okay. So that being comfortable is you connecting to your soul. You doing all the emotional healing so your soul can just be comfortable. And there's some people that's here to just be comfortable. And then they have those that came here to play a smaller role. And this is why I always tell you guys, when it comes to other people, to mind your business. To mind your business. Because at the end of the day, everybody doesn't want what you want. In this new year, for some of you, this is a selfish year for you. This is about you cutting off all these people. This is about you stop worrying about your family, even some of y'all partners, and you doing you and you elevating you. And guess what happens, you guys? Most people don't know this. Listen, when you're shifting, because, you know, people get afraid when they be like, well, will I shift away from my family? This is what happens. And I think the mind be trying to piece together. The mind be trying to piece together, y'all, how all this shit works. Okay, but I'm just going to simplify it for you. So let's just say you want a higher quality of life. You tired of living mediocre. You know, some of y'all may be living paycheck to paycheck. Okay, you tired of living that. So at some point, there's a part of you that you can look around and see the people around you are comfortable. You can clearly see that. So at this point, you're consciously making a decision and saying, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I don't care about them. If they want to do it, that's fine with it. But for me, I can't do this anymore. So then you start questioning, okay, how do I get out of this? What do I need to do because I want to be where my bills are on auto pay, okay? And that's what this world is. Until we get a part of this world where we don't have to pay any of that at all. And I feel that that's coming. I just don't know when. But for now, for those of you that just want to be able to have enough where you don't have to keep checking your bank account every time you go to the grocery store, okay? Or for those of you that don't want to always feel depressed and sad, and you don't even know why you're feeling depressed or sad. So when you start thinking like that, and you're like, okay, how do I shift out of this? How do I create another experience? So what happens is, your higher self will start making stuff happen all around you so that you can make these decisions and you can move forward. So what happens is, as you're moving forward, the people around you are going to see it. And then they have a choice to either shift with you or to just stay where they are. And most people, they don't even believe in a higher quality of living or a better life. They don't even believe it's possible because of what has been taking place in the 3D. And many of them have already felt like they've tried it and there's no way out. So they give into the 3D because to them, there's no way out until that one person makes it out, which could possibly be you. And this is why I encourage you guys to keep going and not be focused on trying to take your family, because a lot of times your family members don't believe that it's possible. And that's why they think you crazy. That's why they're looking at you crazy. Like, girl, we done tried this. Especially parents. They'd be like, we done tried it. It don't work. Not understand that they tried it their way. You are doing it a different way and they're not seeing it, but it looks crazy to them because it's a different way. Because everybody keeps doing things the same way and not getting a result. But now people have branched out and many of us seeing, hey, my parents did that and that it didn't work. Or I've seen such and such do that and it didn't work. So now I'm going to see what I could do different. That's when you start seeking out. This is the part of you then start seeking out something different, something more, something better. And then you find it and then you elevate. And now everybody looking at you like, oh, it is possible. But then some of them are still thinking, oh, what did she or he had to do to get there? It's so mind blowing. I don't even know who listening to this podcast, but the conversation that I'm having is like, I could see you, like I see it as I'm explaining it to you. So this new year, many of you will be stepping in. People are going to be looking. And then now that they see you do it, guess what? Now they're going to find, oh, it is possible. So that's why for those of you that's saying you want your family to do better, you do better. Because some of y'all, you just have this love for your family. And I had to experience that because it was so many of you. I did a video about shifting. And so many of you did not want to leave your family behind. And I was just telling Spirit, I said, Spirit, this is so interesting that how much these people love their family. But some of them don't even realize their family don't even love them back that way. Because they're focused on doing their own thing and they're in survival mode and they don't have time because they feel like if they stop doing, they're at a split second of losing everything that they have. So they can't focus. They just got to keep being that workhorse and keep moving. And here you are showing them you barely working. And now they see it. And now their opportunity. Some of you are an example. Some of you, it's meant for you to leave the family first. And it's not that you're leaving them behind, but somebody has to do it to show them some. I ain't gonna say some, but many people, you guys, walk by sight and not by faith. So for those, and the universe is so divine. It's not gonna just leave people behind. There are those of you that need to be. That need to shift so it can be seen, so that other people can say. It's easy to hear a celebrity story, but you don't really know those celebrities. And you hear about celebrities that came from, you know, being homeless, but you know, some people question it. But can you imagine all the people around you that know you, that knew your situation, or you sharing your testimony, and they know or they're seeing how you were living and what you were going through, and then all of a sudden, it was like, wow, where is she? Where is he? Oh, yeah, they moved on up. And then they're like, because somebody, now you're close to them. They know you. Now they can say, okay, I know this to be true because I know where she was. I know what she's been through. And look at where she is now. Many of you are not even understanding that your higher self is calling you to be better and to do better and to cut them off, because the requirement in order to shift to a higher timeline or to shift into a new experience means you have to cut off from your family. It feels like you're cutting off your family, but what you're doing is you're cutting off the energy, because it's the energy that's keeping you in that place. So some of you have to sever from your family, and it could be just for a season or a cycle. And for some of you, it could be permanent, because you get comfortable and you'd be like, wow, it wasn't until I severed from my old job or my family that all of a sudden everything starts happening. And I hear so many of you say that. It wasn't until I cut off my family or I cut off this job, everything started happening for me. Or I got out of this relationship and everything started happening for me. Because when you are connected to something, you're connected to the whole energy of that thing. And most people don't understand that. Like, what is the severing for? You're severing the energy. So when you sever the energy, you're not attached to that. Now, guess what? You're in your own energy. And that own energy is whatever you believe. So if you're believing in abundance, but you are attached to your family that only believe in lack, how can you be abundant? Because you're attached. So it's like it's a tug of war. But once you detach, now you're just in your energy and that belief of abundance. And now your higher self can shift you. Literally, you're in the higher self. Now you're shifting yourself because you chose to sever from that lack to latch onto abundance. And now you can launch like a rocket. And many of you, this new year is about you launching and being that example and moving into That place that you always knew was available, you just didn't know how to get there. And so I just want to congratulate each of you that's been taking the necessary steps, no matter how challenging and how, you know, how many steps you've had to take or how deep you had to go, you know, to make the changes. Because it's never easy when you're making changes, when you're going against the grain, when you're changing patterns, habits, and behaviors. That's not simple. That's not easy. And you question everything because you wonder, because technically you're not seeing anything happen. You're just making all these changes and it feels like nothing is happening. But something in you just tell you to keep going. Keep going. Don't stop now. You're too close to turn around. You're too far ahead to go back. So you ain't got no choice but to keep going. And then all of a sudden you wake up and your whole life has changed. Your whole life has changed. And now you could be like, wow, I didn't see this, but it was never meant, because many of you are on a journey to trusting the steps that you are making because you are being guided. And through that guidance, when you talk about a blind guidance, you're not always going to see the results immediately. It's just like when you're planting a seed. You're not going to keep digging the seed up to see if it's growing. No, eventually it's going to sprout and you're going to see it. But it's a patience. It's just like a baby when you're pregnant. You know, you're ready for that baby to get here, but it takes 9 months for it to cook in the belly. But then as it gets closer to the time, you can't go in and pull the baby out. You got to wait until it's time for the baby to come out. But you get anxious because you're ready to see your little bundle of joy that you've been carrying. And sometimes you get excited at 6 months and you'd be like, oh, I can't wait till the baby get here. Oh, I can't wait till the baby get here. It's the same thing with what you're doing with your life, literally. Except for some, you're not excited because it seems like you're just going through. You just keep going through shit and you just keep clearing up shit and you just, you know, it just seems like it's just such a mess. But y'all, many of us, our lives looks like shit. Shit is just everywhere because we never cleaned it up. We just allow people to come shit in our yard, the dog shit in our yard, and we never clean it up. And so many of us have a lot of cleaning to do. And that cleaning could reflect back as to past lives, all the stuff that you tolerated in this life, all the things that you allowed to build up as a little child. And now that's why most of the healing, you have to go back to your younger self and heal that inner child. And then you have to heal that inner teenager. And then you have to heal that inner young adult. Because some of us have just continued to keep going through things, not even understanding, how do I heal that? How do I change? Not knowing that you just have to let go and change your perception. Change how you see it. But the change in how you see it is opening yourself up to the divine, to revealing to you why whatever it is that you've gone through, giving you clarity as to why you went through what you went through, and allowing you, it's the knowledge through your higher self that allows you to change your perception about it, and understanding that there's no one to blame, not even you. Everything just is. And there's a dimension. And that's why sometimes it takes time, because you have to shift into that level of consciousness. And sometimes it takes you going through a repeated situation in order for you to shift to that level where you understand, okay, I don't need to blame anybody. I don't need to blame the person that may have hurt me. Now I also don't need to blame myself, which I always tell you guys, everything is a step-by-step process. Now, as I said before, if you've been following me, there are some levels that you can skip, but you cannot skip shadow work. And some of you, this new year may be about you entering your shadow work. Remember, because we're all at different levels, you guys, in this. And then some of you have put in all the work, and now this is your year to shine. This is your year to relax and just travel the world, and all of your needs are met. Some of you not even going to know how. You just going to know it will be. And you're going to allow you, because you've developed that trust within yourself. You've developed that trust in your process. And now many of you you're leaving the journey, and now it's going to turn into more of an adventure for you. while some of you are just getting ready to embark upon the journey. But just know wherever you are on the journey, if you're just starting, if you've been on it, you're equipped and you've always been equipped to handle everything that is set on your path. And in this journey and awakening, you realize that there's more to you than meets the eye, that you're stronger, that you have more patience than you think you have. And that's why you keep going through situations. You'd be like, wow, just when I thought I ran out, here goes some more. Here go the divine. Oh, no, we have some more. We have some more patience for you. So congratulations. You know, there's nothing more beautiful than being able to look back and see that where you are right now is because of your doing, is because you chose to step up for yourself and be better and do better. And this now will eventually, for those of you that are stepping into it now, now you get to just be and do. And for those of you that's putting in the work, eventually you'll get to the space where you're just being and doing. Until then, I'm sending you guys so much love. For any of those of you that are following me on social media, I have deactivated my page because I am in the middle of a shift and I don't know when I'm coming back, but you can find me and follow me on Patreon by looking up Dr. Yane O'Kelly. I am on there, or you can go to the page on Instagram, the Soul Doctor Podcast, and you can find my Patreon link on the Instagram. Until then, I'm sending you guys so much love and peace, and yet again, Happy New Year.